It's very important that the minister goes there in person to express his solidarity along with those workers who have been, to say the least of it, disappointed that they haven't got greater support than they have. And I think the minister being there will give them that reassurance. And hopefully it will also get a message across to the British government that taking 300 jobs out of Coleraine and putting them in Wales is not acceptable behaviour.
Now, some disagreement between Mark H. Durkin and the DVLA. He claims that a consultation document contained a reference to the chance of discrimination on a religious basis if the jobs stay in Coleraine. DVLA say no such comment was ever made.
Of course, and I can assure you that I've seen the document that Mark H. Durkin referred to, and of course it was made, and it was outrageous, because the staff in Coleraine are very, very mixed, to say the least of it. And the last thought in their mind would be to discriminate against anyone. It was a cheap shot by a crowd that don't really care about what happens in Northern Ireland. I've completely forgotten the commitment that was given by the previous British government in the Good Friday Agreement to build up a sustainable economy. And taking jobs out of the public sector, particularly at this time, is not good. Not for Coleraine, but it's not good for the North West in general, because those workers come from a very wide geographical area.